Six buildings in Columbus, Indiana, built between 1942 and 1965, are National Historic Landmarks. So far, we've visited two of those buildings on Artwork's tour of the city's architecture scene, the Miller Home and Gardens and the Irwin Union Bank Downtown Branch, both designed by architect Eero Saarinen. But it was a building by Eero's father, Eliel, that started it all for Columbus. In our latest segment featuring the Columbus, Indiana architecture scene, Annie Corrigan goes on a stroll down Fifth Street to hear the story of the city's architectural legacy from the very beginning.
They call this the Avenue of Architects. This is where it all started with Eliel Saarinen's First Christian Church. Cindy Fry is the associate director of the Columbus Area Visitor Center. I get the impression she doesn't conduct too many architecture tours herself these days, but she certainly does have a backlog of information at the ready.
When it was built, residents weren't so fond of it. They thought it looked like a factory. But today, it's probably one of the most cherished buildings in Columbus, and it is a National Historic Landmark.
The First Christian Church earned that designation in 2001, some 59 years after it was built. It was the first modernist building in Columbus, and according to Fry, one of the first contemporary churches in the country. Across the street is the Cleo Rogers Memorial Library, designed by I.M. Pei and finished in 1969.
And one of the things that's really interesting about it is how respectful it is of Saarinen's masterpiece. The way the windows frame the architectural features of this church. When you come up this stairway, which leads to the children's library, as you come up, this tower raises with you. It really draws your attention to the tower. And it was Pei who thought we needed a sculpture in the center of this plaza. And it was J. Irwin and Xenia Miller who purchased and suggested Henry Moore's large arch. People, we have nicknames for things in Columbus.
Yeah.
So this one is the one they call the elephant's hip bone. So
next to the library is the former Miller family home, which was owned by Irwin Sweeney Miller. Its expansive gardens are surrounded by a gate, so pedestrians can only peer in at the sculptures and pathways and beautiful greenery. Down the street a little further is a church and a school designed by Gunnar Burkertz. At the end of the block is Cummins Plant 1, which was designed by Harry Weiss. And further down is one of the newer buildings, certainly the newest school, the Central Middle School, which was done by Ralph Johnson. This focus on creating architecturally interesting public buildings is one of the missions of the Cummins Foundation, a program founded by J. Irwin Miller and designed to help promote architecture projects throughout the city. According to Fry, the program is alive and well.
So City Hall, the Columbus Learning Center, the Commons, the fire stations, the hospital, and the schools are the core. But then private companies, there are banks, there are real estate offices, there are churches.
Everything.
The jail as well, right?
The jail is one of my favorites, Don Hisaka.
Describe it for me.
Oh, its prominent feature is a birdcage-like structure on the third floor, which is the outdoor courtyard for inmates. Looks like a birdcage.
Working our way back down Fifth Street in front of the former Irwin family home, it's hard to ignore the beautiful canopy of zelkovia trees that line both sides of the street.
Mrs. Tangerman, that's J. Irwin Miller's sister, was living in the house. She asked the neighbors across the street if she could also plant them in their yards, and it was her hope that in her lifetime she would see the canopy grow together so that you would have this tunnel-like feel as you drove through here, and that did happen. She was able to see that.
If I were a tree climber, I would see these and just salivate.
They're beautiful. I kind of marvel at these every time I walk by.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can see photos of the First Christian Church and the Cleo Rogers Memorial Library on our website, wfiu.org/arts. Next week, we'll hop in the Columbus Area Visitor Center van to check out another church that has been designated a National Historic Landmark, the North Christian Church.